The first mission of this perek discussed a case of achi zukku kosoi, the prohibition midrabbonon of marrying the sister of one's zukuka, the sister of one's shemeres yovam, since there is some sort of weak bond between the yovam and the shemeres yovam. Midrabbonon, we view that as marriage, and therefore it's forbidden to marry the relatives of one's zukuka. Now, the previous Mishnah brought a case where two brothers were married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, and one of the sisters was an erva to one of the Yevomim. So let's say Rachel is Levi's daughter-in-law from a previous marriage of Rachel. So in such a case, there would be no zikah at all between Levi and Rachel because of an erva. So in a case where both Reuven and Shimon die, it would be permitted for Levi to do Yibum with Leah, since there is no zikah between Levi and Leah's sister Rachel. This mission now brings a case where not only is Rachel an erva on Levi, but Leah is an erva on Yehuda, who is another Yavam. Says Mishnah, if one of the sisters was forbidden to one of the Yavomim as an Isser Erva, Vashnia, and the second sister, Asura al Zeh Isser Erva, she is forbidden on the other Yavam, also as an Isser Erva. Says the Mishnah, Asura la Zeh Muteres la Zeh, the sister who is forbidden to one Yavam is permitted to the other Yavam. So let's say Rachel, who is an Erva to Levi, is permitted to do Yibum with Yehuda, because that's the only zikah which there is for Yehuda, so it's not achi zukku kosoi. V'asur lozeh, and the sister Rachel, who is forbidden to Yehuda, muteres lozeh, is permitted for Levi to do yibum with her, again, since she is the only shemeres yavam towards Levi, such that he would not be violating any prohibition of achi zukku. Now these last two cases, the case we just described, and the case in the previous Mishnah, v'zehi sh'omru, that is the case which the Chachomim talked about in the previous Perek based Mishnah Gimel, achosak shehi avimta, the sister of an erva, who is a shemeres yavam with her, oicheletzis emisabemes, can do either chalitza or yibum. And that's really summing up what we have seen over the past couple of Mishnayos, that there is no zikah with an erva, which means that it will always be permitted to do yibum with the sister of an erva, even if both their husbands died at the same time, since only the non-erva sister falls to him for yibum. And there is no zikah between him and his erva.